Live from Bucharest, Romania. This is Your Alternative.
Hello to all Cross Radio listeners. This is Radio Alternative, broadcasting especially for you, a series of program about Romanian underground music scene.
Salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Live the alternative.
Gila baba, tu mi de tela bo ki meg milion o kuta kada kata. Ka trebu te gila bob. Kuta kada kata. Acuja mamangus. Kuta kada kata. Imo ramure ni murada. Kuta kada kata. Te de lo benga de mandi.
Kamal baba.
Și murcerea. Aie man de muda de murășeabe. Se ne-am murășeabe. Men cărap tu mende. Se ne-am murășeabe. Itime te încărămate.
Sarcan. Today, Radio Alternative is presenting for you a Romanian musical electro-gypsy project called Shukar Collective. They are ready now to launch a second album, but until that, let me just start with the beginning. Gratia, a mid-sized village in the province of Valahia, or better known here as Muntenia. Its inhabitants are mostly Romani. They are all very poor, but somehow happy. They always manage to find money for the multicolored skirts and the shawls chicly tied around the woman's waists. Napoleon, Tamango and Classic. This is Shukar. The inspiration for Shukar's music comes from many years ago, when the Tatars and Mongolians invaded Dacia, Romanian's ancestral name. Shukar's vintage original sound is called Ursari music. Ursar means bear tamer or bear handler. A few men sing, shout and play percussive instruments while a bear dances around them. The music is very powerful and aggressive, but emotional and soulful at the same time. When they perform, Shukar use primitive instruments, such as spoons, wooden barrels, or darbuka. While Napoleon is performing this song, his mother-in-law and daughter sings, holler, exclaim, whistle, and clap their hands to counterpoint the rhythm. The lyrics in Romani are usually improvised by performer, refer to the dancers or to those who attend the musical performance. In this case, Napoleon is singing to Nadia, his wife. Napoleon comes from a 12 children family. At age 38, Napoleon is married to Nadia and has 5 children. Răzbunător, Avenger, Armando, Indonesia, Indonesia, Bill Clinton, and Loventa, sweetheart in Roma language. Tamango contributes at Shukar's music with voice and kitchen spoons playing to the musical mix. Now at 62, Tamango is singing with spoons since he was 16. One of his role model is Louis Armstrong. The last member of Shukar group is Classic. When he's not singing, Classic has a hobby. The collection of scrapped metal items from the fields around his native village, from which he manufactures toys. In the audience at the Shukar concert in one of Bucharest jazz clubs, Lucian Stan, well known in Romania as DJ Vasile, and Dan Handrabur, another electro musician, was thinking of mixing the Ursari music of Shukar with their electro sounds. So, this is what happened. In 2004, Shukar Collective is officially born through their first album launch in London, album called Urban Gypsy. Shukar Collective members are Dan Handrabur, Cristian Stanciu, Vlaicu Golcea, Mitoș Miclăușanu, Lucian Stan and Marius Mateșan, plus the original Shukar members. Dan Handrabur has been releasing albums and compilations tracks worldwide since 1992. Cristian Stanciu has been active within the music industry since 1994, when, alongside other talented musicians and sound engineers, founded Yama Studios, a place in Bucharest where most audio for television commercials is created, as well as album production and film dubbing. He has recorded 3 limited edition albums with his band NSK, Natural Soft Killers. This group is a winner of Découvert Electronics contest organized by Radio France Internationale in 2000. Vlaicu Golcea is one of the best double bass players from Romania. His main activities revolve around unknown but excellent Romanian jazz scene. Mitoș Miclăușanu is an accomplished painter and graphic designer and composes ambient and experimental music. Lucian Stan is one of the founding fathers of Romanian underground scene and an innovative DJ, known as DJ Vasile. So 3 years has passed from the first Shukar Collective album. We've talked to one of the members, Cristi Stanciu, about what's new in Shukar Collective.
Everything is new. On the other hand, nothing is new. Everything is new. It's new view, new approach to electronic music from other points of creation. The same team as the first album, almost. I mean, the gypsies are not the same. There is one new gypsy in our band called Sorin Shukaru. Another one, Tamango, which was the main star of the first album, is also on this new album. And the other three producer team with me, Cristian, Dan, Handrabur, Lucian, Stan, și Vlaicu Golcea, and Vlaicu Golcea. This is new, the same doses of eclectic, but new approaches. If you ever heard something from the first album, I could say that this second album has the same proportions of dark music and bright music, with the same way of working with the voices. Now we're working for the live representation of this project, Shukar Collective. I mean, we are working on something like a show, which includes voice from Sorin Shukaru, scatting and other things from the son of Sorin, and some guy with the accordion. All of these packed into something like dub, dark hop, IDM, and other influences like this.
So, you already gathered enough material for the next album to be launched, but it seems that first it will appear outside Romania. Why is that?
We didn't make a rule from it. That was the opportunity on the first album to launch it in England. In a moment when we already launched in Romania the albums under different name and different cover. Now with the second album, we received an offer from Germany, so we launched it. We found this offer very, very interesting, and we worked very, very easy and very pragmatic with this record company. And maybe we will try to launch it as well in Romania, but maybe not. Maybe it will be enough to be launched in Germany and to be seen, heard, bought in Romania as well. We're in the Union European now, so everything is much more easier. There's something different about this new album. Comparing it with the first one is that there are more songs made by all of us. I mean, with the participation of every producer here, there are songs which were like traveling through our studios, and everybody tried to have his contribution on everything on that song. So we have two songs made by all of us. The album will be called Romatek, with double R.
Romatek.
Uh-huh. It means something Roma and technological in the same time.
Maybe we will see it in the stores in autumn?
In September will be launched, yes.
Where do you plan to promote this album?
We will have some concert in November in Switzerland, and a lot of festivals in this summer. I don't have the exact schedule on this, but we have a site on MySpace. We are Shukar Collective on MySpace, so we are actualizing this site very often. So we are announcing every concert of ours. That's a good place to others to see where we are going to have the next event, the next party, and we would be delighted to see many people. Wanted to see us.
Live the alternative. Alternative.
We'll be right back.
Radio. If you like what you hear, tell us on radioalternative@yahoo.com.